the What Are You Doing Movie Archives.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Down in Front. Our movie this week is Ghostbusters. Oh, two.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Not Ghostbusters 02.
But you've already clicked
That would be like Blues Brothers 2000. Yeah. Ghostbusters 02.
Here you are, and you are trapped. Before we get started and talk about who's at the table today and what we've been drinking, go ahead and press play on your Ghostbusters 2 DVD, VHS, beta tape, iPod, whatever you've got, and press pause when the old, crummy Columbia Pictures logo fades to black. The first frame you perceive of all black is when you should press pause, as I have pressed pause here, and in a second, I'll say 3, 2, 1, unpause. On the plosive of P in unpause, I'll press play, you'll press play, and guess what will happen? We'll watch the movie together in perfect sync, and it'll be like any other official commentary, except, of course, this time will not be official. It will be with four friends in your head, and those friends this week are myself, Teague Christie, and as always, Mr. Brian William Finifter.
Hello.
Michael, the Dorkman Scott.
What's up?
And Trey, the Amazing Stokes.
Here we go.
Now, here we go with Ghostbusters 2, which is almost universally considered to be a poorly done sequel.
Inferior is a good word for it.
If you didn't see Ghostbusters 1, although it would be very surreal, you wouldn't have a problem with Ghostbusters 2.
That's quite possible.
However, for my part, I think I saw Ghostbusters for like the second time or something like that on Down in Front the first time. Since then, it must have been like 7 months now. 7 months intervening.
I've actually seen it a few times,
and I've come to really, really like Ghostbusters. However, as of now, I have still only seen Ghostbusters 2 once. Brian, what do you bring to the table?
You know, I know I've talked about this before, but as a kid, right now I'm just 6 years old again, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I know we talked about, I know I've mentioned it before, where it's, you know, as a kid I would watch Ghostbusters or Ghostbusters 2, and there's no distinction in my mind. There's just some moments that are Ghostbusters, and it doesn't matter which movie they're actually from. So, obviously, I've... you know, hammered them out for myself.
You've repressed this whole movie.
No, I haven't. We'll see. I mean, I actually haven't watched it in a while, but we'll see if it holds up for me. But I'm not as critical of it as I think Mike and Trey are going to be. So we'll see.
It's worth mentioning that Dorkman brings some extenuating circumstances to the table. What are those, Michael?
I just saw 2012. And I want to kill myself. Like, seriously, I sort of want to end it because I don't want to live in a world where that movie exists. But I don't want to let Trey go first. I want to go last because I think I might have the long intro.
Dorkman is our resident Ghostbusters expert. Is going to have a long-winded intro. Trey Stokes.
Now I want to watch 2012 and do that movie. I can't wait. Unlike the rest of y'all, actually, this movie is what, 89? 89.
Yeah, 1989. Ivan Reitman.
89, I remember quite clearly. I was working on The Abyss during 89, and all of us in the shop were very much abuzz about how they were finally going to come out with a sequel to Ghostbusters because Steve himself, my boss, Steve Johnson, had worked on the original Ghostbusters and designed the original Slimer / Onion Head / whatever you choose to call him. So there was a lot of anticipation for the movie when it came out, and then a lot of disappointment when we finally saw the end result.
So you were disappointed?
I was very disappointed. It's very blatantly a cash grab by everyone involved. It's a movie that uh, they